I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A new chapter in Lebanon is beginning with the election of a new president, Joseph Aoun, commander of the country's army. Pierre Hosni of Horizons International says Aoun's victory comes despite the terrorist group Hezbollah's attempt to retain control.
So there's a lot of celebration in the Christian community. Even Muslims are very happy that we have this guy in office.
Since the 1970s, political dominance in Lebanon has been a tug of war among ethnic groups.
And the good thing about the new president is that he does not belong to any of those political parties.
While Aoun plans to initiate a new political chapter for Lebanon, Hosni says spiritual doors are wide open. Please pray for Lebanon in the days ahead, that members of the new administration would seek the Lord, and that the church would remain faithful as it grows in number and maturity. And Starlink, a satellite internet service owned by SpaceX, is the latest tool in the tool belt of Bible translation services. Mark Roberts from Wycliffe Associates explains.
Starlink gives us a couple very unique opportunities and mitigates several challenges that we've faced in Bible translation.
Starlink allows teams to securely communicate with translators in remote or persecuted areas, providing mentorship, encouragement, and fellowship. It also enables access to tools and resources otherwise unavailable. And finally, Starlink's stability and security shields translators from persecution risks. Without it, unreliable connections or internet cafe tracking activity could endanger them. Translators can safely work from home and connect with other believers. Pray for Bible translators to be encouraged by this new opportunity and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.